Rise and Shy, WBEZ is serving local stories for breakfast every weekday morning from 5 to 11. Tune in on the WBEZ app to hear what Chicago's talking about as you start your day.
I'm WBEZ reporter Araceli Gomez-Saldana, and we're answering your questions about federal immigration agents and the National Guard in Illinois, like this one from Amy Hansen in River Forest.
I'm very concerned about people protesting peacefully but having aggression brought to them. What recourse or protection do we have?
People have a few options if they think their rights were violated or federal agents used excessive force, but the process is different than the one for local law enforcement. Alexa Van Brunt leads the MacArthur Justice Center's Illinois office. She says if a Chicago police officer uses excessive force, you can sue them or file a complaint with the city's police watchdog agency. But it's much harder with federal immigration agents.
It's just very unlikely that any kind of internal monitoring system is going to provide relief to people who are abused. It's got to come from the courts.
Van Brunt recommends three things. First, reach out to the lawyers involved in the federal lawsuit about the tactics the feds are using. That case is currently before U.S. District Court Judge Sarah Ellis. Second, she says people can inform their elected representatives about what they experienced. And third, she suggests talking to a civil rights lawyer if you're considering a lawsuit.
It's a little different than a regular civil rights lawsuit. It's called a lawsuit under the Federal Tort Claims Act, and that is a lawsuit to seek compensation for harm incurred from a federal agent, including an ICE officer.
Have questions about the National Guard and immigration operations in Chicago? Let us know at wbez.org/guard.